It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guests today are Roz Palmer, Community Development Manager of The Kitchen Incorporated, and Malia Spencer, the new CEO of The Kitchen. Just in case our listeners are not familiar with the programs of The Kitchen, can one of you give me a mission statement? What is the goal of The Kitchen?
You bet. This is Malia, and thank you for having us. We at The Kitchen, our goal is really to prevent and end homelessness in the communities that we serve by making sure that we do that with dignity and compassion with all of those that we serve. And that's really what we're doing here in the Springfield area, is really trying to prevent and end homelessness.
What are the ways in which you strive to end homelessness and help people?
I think of it as three main ways that we help prevent and end homelessness, and that is, number one, with emergency services. So with emergency services, we are making sure that filling an immediate need, if they need a 90-day place to stay so they can find their way or get into a more permanent housing. Then we also provide housing placement assistance, and that might be providing that particular permanent housing for them. We have different types of programs for that. That could be a single mother with kids. It could be a veteran. It could be even our youth from ages 18 to 24. And then the last thing that really makes a difference in preventing and ending homelessness is the case management services that we provide. So beyond just providing someone a home, we want to make sure that they are successful in that and have the skills and resources that they need to really stop the cycle of homelessness.
Now, I think I've heard that you also offer classes in budgeting and home management. Is that true? Or
absolutely. This is Roz. A lot of our classes do focus on the youth that we help at the Rare Breed Youth Outreach Center, and that's right now is where majority of the classes happen, and it's called group, and usually group happens Monday through Friday, and we just have different folks come in from the community offering different skills to the youth, teaching them those life skills that they may not have received before. So we do have budgeting. We also have art classes, musical therapy classes, and it's just really an outlet for the kids to kind of be able coping mechanisms of dealing with the situation that they're in. And it just also garners then trust in adults. Unfortunately, a lot of the youth that we work with don't have a lot of trust. And so all of those classes not only are giving them the life skills, but then also building those trust relationships so that we can help them move forward.
Do the kids at Rare Breed also have case managers?
Mm-hmm. Not only do we have the Youth Outreach Center, which is open to all youth ages 13 to 24, but then we do also have a housing component to Rare Breed, and those that are in the housing programs receive case management. But then we also do work with the youth that may have special needs and to help them overcome many barriers that they face. So we definitely, work with all of the youth.
What does it cost you to provide housing and services to an individual?
We have got this down to the dollar, and because of the great resources that we have and able to provide, it costs about $23 a day for someone that is homelessness and be in our services to make sure that they have a home to be in.
And how many families and individuals are you able to help?
Well, last year we served 637 individuals. We work with between 70 and 80 landlords throughout the Springfield community. Before, when we had the Missouri Hotel, we were limited to the number of rooms that we had. So by adopting the Housing First philosophy and starting to house the homeless in the community, we're only limited by funding on how many people that we can help. And of those 637 individuals, we had 105 families with children under the age of 18.
Now, I think I heard, probably on KSMU, that the Housing First model is actually has evidence that it is more effective than the shelter model. Are you familiar with that?
Absolutely. Well, especially being so new to the kitchen, I've kind of drowned myself in looking up Housing First philosophy. And what I have come to find and really admire about it is evidence-based. What we're doing is not putting them in a congregate shelter, but actually providing that housing first to them and then addressing all of those. If it's mental health issues, if it's any type of addiction going on or other barriers that we have. And then we can start building on that.
The Kitchen celebrated its 35th anniversary this past Tuesday, correct?
Correct.
Uh-huh. So you've kind of already answered my question about that, a brief history of the changes. You have moved from a shelter model to the Housing First model. How did the Kitchen start? What are the changes it's gone through in those 35 years?
35 years ago on Palm Sunday, Sister Lorraine, our founder, started what is now known as the Kitchen with $50 and a head of cabbage. And she started feeding folks at the St. Agnes School. And there were 39 individuals that ate at that first meal. Well, by May, it had grown to 200. So she needed to find a new site. So she was able to lease the Missouri Grill down on Commercial Street for a dollar. And so she started feeding folks, and then she wanted to do more. Feeding just wasn't enough in her eyes. And so she started renting rooms at the Missouri Hotel for the homeless. Well, after a few years, then she worked out a deal to start leasing the Missouri Hotel for $5,000 a month, and were able to house the homeless there. And then, of course, a couple of years after that, she bought the building. And, you know, the Missouri Hotel became Springfield's largest shelter. And, you know, that really did work for the longest time. But as Housing First started really taking hold across the country, then we really started reevaluating because, of course, over the 30 years, not only did we have the emergency shelter, we also had a food pantry, a medical and dental clinic, and we're offering so many other services. And so at that point in 2013, we kind of took a step back and said, okay, what services are being duplicated? And what can we really focus on? And so we decided to close the Missouri Hotel as part of adopting the Housing First philosophy and putting people out into the community. So that's kind of how we've morphed over the 35 years.
And if one of our listeners is interested in helping the Kitchen, what are the opportunities for them and how can they contact you?
Well, here's the great thing about the Kitchen, because we provide so many different type of services and to overcome those barriers, there's many ways that folks can get involved. Give us a call at 417-837-1500 or reach out to us on our website at thekitcheninc.org. There's something that everyone can be involved in and really prevent homelessness in our community.
Well, thank you. Our guests today have been Roz Palmer of The Kitchen Incorporated and Malia Spencer, the new CEO of The Kitchen. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.